This doorway always marks the end of a run. There are markets down here, where entities will exchange any currency for equipment or spells only usable in this world. These dungeons. An entire year's salary will often not be enough to buy a single spell. Fair, since those spells are then a part of you. Much of what you know about this world was learned by interrogating its denizens. That's also why they avoid you now. Too many questions, and you used what you learned from some of them against others. You learned about the existence of other dungeons, the best treasure spots. The creatures might respawn in their original positions on each floor, but they remember you. The system remembers. You need the contents of this room, but it might be time to move on to a dungeon in another area. They're talking about doing something about you. Just one more room. The highest value treasure, and so the one you carry the shortest distance from this chest to the surface. There's a long corridor, leaden in icy fog, a foot above the ground infused with lines of lightning. It is actually a numbing spell, and you know you mustn't tarry in it. You feel the edge of your senses being pulled in. Your character sheet lists a fortitude capacity that could keep it at bay for days, but physical traps are slightly effective even through it. So set in the broad stone, so set in the broad cobbles of a 10-foot-wide wall at the end of a corridor, is a door. Oak, with iron bands, it would be trivial to break it down. But you do not. Instead, you take the time to open your mental inventory and locate the right spell. Despite the pressing cold of the corridor, its fatiguing, chilling, tiring mist, this remains a relaxing procedure. You locate the spell, and then speak one word which sets the mostly cast chunk of magic free from your memory. You placed it there this morning, part of the preparations you now make before every dungeon run in the ever-changing yet familiar corridors. You rap once on the wood of the door, feeling its reassuring firmness. A whirring of clockwork begins, just for a fraction of a second, before the knock spell arrives and disarms the trap that was spinning up to slice you. It would barely hurt you, usually, but critical hits do happen. This trap is why you take your time, instead of smashing down the door as you do so many others. This bell slides back the bolt on the other side, and you are free to enter. This room and this chest are what you always save for last. And there it is, a banded coffer, worn with age, simulated age, but still impressive to look at. The entropic mists end at the doorway, so stepping into the room produces a warming contrast. These predictable runs are comfortable, and as this shall be the last one for a while, the last one you'll need before buying some equipment to confront the new dungeon you heard about across town. You took your time. Slow. Steady. The pleasant burn of well-earned exercise just kissing your muscles. You shut the now unlocked door behind you. It creaks when it opens, so it'll warn you, thus, if any anonymous, foolish, or brave creature tries to ambush you. You look across the room at the only thing in this fixed treasure room, the only thing that is ever there, the chest. Inside this unassuming box is a ring and a crest. They're for a different noble family each time. Interestingly, they always belonged to some rail family back in your world, a family which has offered a reward for their return, and is strangely willing to accept the return of their long-lost heirlooms safe and sound multiple times in a row. Fencing them gets you almost nothing. They're the most attractive thing in here, adding to the run's profit margin in laundered, clean, real-world funds, but not enough to make doing this trip solely for the heirlooms worthwhile. Another job would be less dangerous and pay more. This mechanic just assures you don't need a normal job. You step to the chest and lean down to flip up the lid. It doesn't budge. Well, that's strange. You grip harder and tug. Your statistics. Spare a glance at the internal sheet drawn in lines inside your brain. A pure mental image, but also an accurate visualization of your capabilities in this world. Yes, you should have enough strength to throw this chest, to shatter it even. But that might risk the loot inside. The dungeon never changes. But this chest won't open for you. You try to lift, it's stuck to the floor. And your strength statistic is not high enough to lift the whole dungeon. Well, that makes sense. You pull your hand back, preparing to get the lock-picking tools out with a sigh. You don't want to waste your other knock spell here. That's for emergencies, and... why aren't you holding your lock-pick tools? Your hand is stuck. Your dominant hand, the hand which can access your inventory, it refuses to budge off the chest. Interesting. Stuck fast. You tug, tug, tug with all your might. You're trapped. The chest is still there. Obstinately in place, and your hand is stuck by some strange substance. Usually, an opened chest disappears, leaving the loot for you to grab. So, maybe it is time for that knock spell. You say the final word of it, feel energy flow into your other hand. Here goes. You have to rap on the chest, so you choose the least sticky-looking part and knock. There is no click. And now, your other hand's knuckles are stuck to the chest, too. You feel very exposed and very silly. You might have to use your go-home spell and just appear in town without your loot. Embarrassingly, without your clothes either. A creak and the chest actually does open up a bit. Success! It opened. Oh, okay. It was just delayed. You tug where your hands are stuck to the lid, so you'll have to bend upward, awkwardly, and turn the thing around. But once you get a chest fully open down here, it vanishes. And that's your saving grace, right? You pull the top of the creaking box upward. But the chest opens no more than an inch before sticking fast. And once more, you are back to a situation where, no matter how much you tug with your hands, it stays open only that much, caught in a forward-leaning posture that feels very exposed. This is ridiculous. You should be able to apply leverage to it. Damn. You pull and tug, attempting to get your hands loose. They won't budge. You suppose you'll have to break the chest. You search through your memory for a spell designed to shatter objects and spontaneous prepare it, using one of your few daily charges. That's when you hear the sound. The air in here is sweet. Checking the heads-up display inside your mind, lust level on the rise. Well, that doesn't sound like too bad an idea. A sigh from just in front of you. A sweet sigh. And the suggestion of a curved waist. A rising, languorous hand. An open maw. Just below waist level. Coming from the small gap in the chest where you thought you opened it, but are forced to accept it may have opened itself. There's a slick, organic kind of sound, and something heavy falls on top of one of your booted feet. A tongue, over a foot long. And the tip of it makes a beckoning motion. It has lolled out of the gap in the chest. You see nothing but darkness within. Of course, you could try to peek inside while your hands are glued to its lid. There's a chance of it being illusory, but your angle isn't the best. With your hands stuck to the top, and you're not exactly wanting to lean down and inspect close up now that a long, massive tongue has emerged eagerly. Okay. True mimics don't appear in this dungeon, nor are they ordinarily so sticky. Maybe you pissed it off. Not the mimic, but instead, since those just bother people who try to open them, putting it here must be down to the dungeon itself. It could also be another creature just imitating one, mimicking a mimic. Well, you're mentally giving more credit now to the people who say lingering too long on a floor might make the Grim Reaper himself come for you. You feel something wet and hot against the front of your body, between your legs. The chest is licking a strange dampness through your equipment, which seems to ignore it, and is pushing against your pants, massaging where your cock is with pressure and curious precision. a throbbing exterior massage. You see, with a kind of detached and horrified fascination, that the tip of the tongue is not, in fact, a tongue, but a tendril, going a bit longer, enabling it to easily bend, fold, and push on your dick in order to jerk it off. You're a bit shocked, and your body is heating up in spite of anything else you might think. Thick lubricant and saliva oozing from the tongue as its tendril slips down your pants and searches for your dick. Finds your throbbing dick. Awakens sperm overproduction with its thick saliva. Your growing hard-on is making it a foregone conclusion that eventually the creature will find a way to stroke you to completion. And would that be so bad? You think about what to do and decide. You're just gonna nope out of here and cast the return spell to go home. The tongue has only a haphazard ability to stimulate you anyway. It is now managing to occasionally brush the head of your dick through your underwear. But this doesn't go on for that long. And it feels good anyway. Something in its saliva seems to add to that stimulation, in fact. But you manage to focus enough. You can focus enough to cast a spell, you think. Okay, a second tendril is out and sliding down with the first. Now they are touching your cock more, purely by luck, than before. One finds its way inside your clothing, at least enough to begin wetly, hotly massaging your balls. This feeling is distracting. The way your hands are stuck to it makes you more aware that there is little you can do unless you cast the spell. You would rather not lose all your loot and equipment, but this is the emergency button, and there's no time like the present. You are unable to perform the somatic gestures of any other spell, because again, your hands are stuck. It has found the base of your dick and is jerking it with the tongue. This creature, focusing intensely on your cock, little suction cups on the tentacle, and that long tongue work you off and leave its dripping, possibly mind-altering fluid behind, grunting, thrusting your hips. Feels good. Hard to focus. Feels good. You're stuck to it. And those suction cups keep the parts of the tongue that have managed to accidentally find your dick under your clothes connected to it. There is a noisy slurping. Your precum is flowing from a cock that is as hard as it has ever been. You try to say the words of the spell, the final word that will set it loose and rescue you from this embarrassing but arousing predicament. A moan comes out, a long, slow, pitiful moan. The wet substance from the creature's tongue is soaking into your balls, into your shaft, and it doesn't stop licking and lapping. Another tendril tip tapping on your overstuffed, hot, pining testes, pulling something powerful to the surface from the core of you. You feel hot, and you're getting close. You settle for thinking the word instead. You know that if a monster fucks you, you'll slowly get hooked on their body until you can't think of anything else. You didn't know this applied to genderless, genitalless creatures like this mimic. But the tongue feels so fucking good on you that it must. You feel the tip of the tongue at the tip of your dick. Your mind is entirely focused on sussing out the tiny movements of the tendril-like appendage inside your clothes. Part of you briefly considers the incredibly pleasurable act of just pulling your clothes off and giving the creature full access. Except your hands are stuck. The sing-song temptation of the hot aphrodisiac in your system makes that more attractive. No, you decided it would be best to cast the spell before the strange suction cup opening at the tip of the tongue dives onto your dick and turns the tongue into a fuckable sleeve. And you just end up wanting to fuck and breed with your hands stuck on top of the chest. Not dangerous, just embarrassing. The creature must find your pre-cum delectable, because it is making smacking noises inside your clothing. And a third tendril is unwinding out of the 1-inch opening in the chest, then expanding once free. You focus. Focus. The tip of your dick slips inside of the opening at the end of one of the tentacles. So tight. So unspeakably tight. And inside are further tendrils that wiggle and weave all around your dick, stroking it, licking it, lavishing. Only the head inside. Your eyes roll back. In desperation, you grab onto the word and cast the spell. You cast return, but nothing happened. Wait, something happened. That was a close one. Light wraps around you, whooshing toward the ceiling. The wind ruffles your clothing and makes your weapons clank. Huh. Suck it, mimic. You're free. Except, then the licking gets more intense. Your cock is out in the open, and the creature is sucking it. You feel cool air all over your skin. You forfeited your clothes and other gear, but the room has a teleport block. The cock sleeve part of the tongue goes onto your dick, right to the base. You cry out, then, yeah, your clothes, your equipment, teleported away, including any items helping you have willpower against pleasure. But the spell must have thought you were a part of the creature and left you behind. Tongue wrapped so tight around your prick that you can see it bulge from within. Are you part of the creature? Inside it as you are? The whole look is obscene, but the feelings are divine. Better than you imagined. Tentacles wrapping around your bare ankles, then twining in a spiral around your legs. Up your legs, there are tips dipping between them, under your balls, to lick the underside, forming a cage of the monster's appendages, which is full of hot and sticky stroking massage. This touch is surprisingly tender. No bruising. No pressure other than the good and fun kind. The tips of those tongues on the underside of your balls dip upward, spreading your buttocks to from below. while your overproductive testes begin a slow sway back and forth, rubbed by the pleasure parts of the creature before you. You're trapped here. You only had one copy of the return spell. In hindsight, now that you think of it, standing here naked, no equipment, hands glued to the top of this chest, which you now have identified as a mimic. Though what kind of mimic just wants to suck you off and make you come, you have no idea. The vines wrapped firmly around your ankles, entwined around your legs, begin moving you backwards, pushing your legs while anchoring them to keep you standing. The slight push causes you to enter a more embarrassing pose, your butt stuck out toward the door of the room, with no clothes to protect you. This is exposing your rear for the tendrils that are slung underneath your balls, as one teases its tip against your anus slowly. The liquid on the tongues is definitely heating up your body and helping you feel good. This is rapidly overcoming any surprise or revulsion at the creature. But what is doing the most work in that department is the tongue suction cup around the head of your cock. Around the midpoint of the shaft, right down to the base of your cock. Various different pressure pleasures inducing profound delight. Your entire dick is shoved tight inside an organic milking machine. The tentacle sucks, forming a vacuum seal at the base of your cock. It manages to use that suction well, sometimes pulling your cock deep, which jerks the skin around and sends a signal akin to being sucked on inside an orgasming pussy, or any wet sucking hole that has continuous, pulsating movements of its walls. The slick material, the special aphrodisiac lubricant, is evoking heavenly tingles from your dick up to your brain. You are in that position, with your hands on top of the chest and your ass sticking out, an embarrassing stretched pose, and the tip of the vine that is massaging your puckered butthole slides, just the tip inside. At the moment, the tentacle on your dick begins relaxing, and then reactivating its vacuum-sealed suction. Obscene biological sounds. And it is like your dick is fucking, thrusting into wetness, but you aren't the one moving. Prehensile tendrils, strong and muscular enough to move in midair, latch onto you, like you're connected to a machine. Even your balls are caught in a wrapped-up wetness of the tendrils, upper sides being stroked by the same motions that are spreading and teasing your ass. Actually, all its tentacles move together. So whenever you're facing a sudden jolt of pleasure from the vacuum-sealed wet and wild suction pump on your dick, your ass also gets teased inside by the tentacle's effort to slowly spread it. Those tendril tongues move back and forth, swaying, making your whole body sway while your hands stay helplessly glued to the chest. It feels good. Your balls tighten, getting taut against your body. Your dick is throbbing. But when it rises, the tentacle just follows it. You look back between your legs. You can see the tentacles hanging off of you, connected to you. You're in a cock-milking machine made of this mimic's intention. and you have to assume it wants you to come. This is reinforced when the tentacle in your ass, which is slick as can be from the material that has been chemically relaxing your rear for entry, begins pushing in and out. You moan, groan, broadcast your desire. Somewhere in the slow build-up of its chemical influence in your system, and also somewhere in your own acknowledgement that you might as well feel good, your mind slipped into just enjoying it, pumping between your legs, always pumping. If you try to hump and move your hips, which you do now, the tentacle pushes back against you, providing the sensation you are fucking into something, providing intolerably stimulating resistance and friction around your cock to complement the pure, wet, organic sucking vacuum of just a few minutes ago, before you began thrusting of your own volition. It's hard to know when you started loving it. Maybe right away. And you just couldn't admit it. You thrust and thrust, but every time you get close enough, the tongue tendrils clamp down on your balls, and you end up just panting and trying to get a release that is no longer close enough. The tentacle teasing and spreading your ass is pulling out at these times, leaving you empty, unfulfilled, without even anything to clench around or surrender to. There are little sighs emitting from the chest, and you feel it sucking something away, sucking on the tip. Your pre-cum, it must be licking it all up, your fluids consumed, and your whole body starting to sweat. You glisten in the dim light of the torches on the walls, seeing reflected, flickering light off the reddish tongues attached to parts of your body, off the dull body of the chest creature. You need to come. You're exhausted. You've been waiting. The throbbing in your balls is even more insistent, and you moan to make it known. It still teases you, torments you. It will not allow climax to happen. Whenever you move toward the source of stimulation, backing into the tendril that was teasing your ass, thrusting forward to the organic cock-sleeve tongue, none of it is enough. In your position, you barely have any leverage to do anything but rut like an animal anyway, and your search for pleasure, with any sense of achievement or finality to it, is quite futile. The tongue begins pumping then. Some change has overcome it. Finally, it'll let you have an orgasm. You're sure. The build inside your chest and your belly, behind your cock and your balls, the buildup of pleasure rises inside you. Your brain feels bathed in relief and ecstasy. You adore this. You want this creature to tongue your cock as long as possible, for this to go on and on. The end, soon a soothing orgasm will quiet your mind, and then maybe you'll be able to focus and figure a way out of here. But for right now, you need this orgasm to clear your head. So teased and full of its chemical influence, you want only one thing right now. For it to make you come. Then you can, well, do something. Something, surely. Just a normal orgasm, where it sucks on your cock with its many tendrils. Just normal things. This is normal. If it makes you come by stroking your cock inside, the cock sleeve recesses of that wet, sucking vacuum seal, is that really any different from just jerking your cock on your own? And you remember. The tentacle that was teasing your ass hasn't been doing so this whole time. You're so close. So close to coming, just from your dick being sucked and jerked inside a wet, clinging hole that is well and truly stuck to it. Just from your balls being licked below by the other tendrils. You're so worked up and near your goal. And then a hugely slick tentacle pushes against your ass. Just a tiny bit. Then it is inside, sliding inside. You feel it curve. It curves and pushes a very particular spot on the front of your body. The side of you that is facing down toward the cock hanging beneath you and trapped in the network of sucking, writhing flesh. The tendril is pushing on a spot inside you that makes your eyes cross and your tongue hang out, helplessly pushed inside. The button that makes your cock start squirting. Things were too much. What this creature was doing to you was too much for your pleasured brain to comprehend before it began milking your prostate with a come-hither motion that assails you from the inside out. You have to come. You are being milked. You are going to give it exactly what it wants. You are going to come. And the creature is going to suck it all up, lick it all up, take your seed and wash it away, suck it away. You are going to come, and the only thing you can do about it is decide how hard. If you're going to mind blowing the orgasm as a tongue fucks your backside, you decide you're going to have the best prostate-milked, cock-sucked orgasm you possibly can. You deserve the best climax you can get. So with your tongue still dripping drool out of your mouth, your vision blurry, eyes crossed, not caring about how you would look, though thankfully no one can see you. With all that being true, you begin to swing your hips, obscene slutty motions, desperately adjusting your footing to find some leverage strong enough to push against the tentacles which have been wrapping your ankles and legs all this time, and pumping more of that rut-inducing, cock-hardening pheromone and aphrodisiac into the air. It makes a sound, deep, a growl, a purr, and then you go wild, pistoning back and forth, driving your ass backwards to rub the tendril behind and side to side, then thrusting forward so hard you bulge the tentacle that is sucking your dick, bulging it out with a rapid fucking. You're forcing some of your stored pre-cum back out with the squishy sound of thrusting and dripping streamers of its own infernal fluid as well. The creature is losing some of its bounty, but also the floor is being painted with that aphrodisiac fluid, and the smell of sex gets that much stronger. You thrust and fuck powerfully, your prostate being hammered, milked the whole time, and you now cooperating in your own overwhelming pleasure. You're going to come. Your eyes crossed, vision blurry, but there's something else coming clear. The more you fuck, The more you thrust, the more you build. You're sure you're long past where you would have come with a partner or with your hand. The more you build up this wonderful feeling inside, the more you think you can see the outlines of light in the dungeon. Beyond the torchlight, behind the substances, some other light. Lines of code, letters and light, the stuff this place is made of. Inside your mind, in a place that's already about to white out on the sucking of your dick and the fucking of your little button inside your ass. The pushing and milking, you think you can see the structure underlying this place, an expression of light and code present even in the creature sucking you off in the tongue. You see energy flowing from you into it, from you into you. You enjoy seeing the shimmering lights, which are the code beneath the code. This must be the way it sees the world. Everything is so bright, pleasant. Everything is outlined in light and touch and pleasure, except for you. Your body looks dull, other than where it slathers on its special substance. There your body looks a bit brighter, and it seems to pulse in time with the euphoria of sexual delight. You can see the way it's squeezing your balls is applying a second substance, one that is keeping your dick from squirting. No matter how hard you fuck, how you thrust, your cock is locked in this state, held back. Just fucking the cock sleeve and giving up pre-cum, fucking backward onto the tendril that milks your dick via your prostate being massaged. Just helpless. You want to come. You want to come. You can see the big reservoir of energy building up in your balls. You know it's all the thoughts you had about this fuck session. In your lust and fantasies, everything you think about when you think of your dick squirting, your thoughts waiting to squirt out. You want to let it all go. You want to come. You know what it'll mean. You fuck faster, and you think about the creature's tentacle releasing your balls, letting you come your load into it. You think, and you give it permission, and you ask it to let go and let you come. Slowly, your balls are released from a constricting effect you didn't know was holding you back. A wave of feeling you'd been trying not to think too hard about arrives, orgasmic, explosive. Jets and jolts of cum are emitting from your dick. You're squirting your mind out, your energy out into the sleeve. It's all being sucked away, and it feels intense when you get sucked on right after you come. Inside your ass, the tendril pushes on your prostate in circles, and the light gets brighter. The light you could see, the structure of the dungeon itself, coming. You slide to the floor. It lets you, cradles you, keeps you supported, but also touches its slick aphrodisiac-covered tentacles against you, so that you stay horny and on edge. Even down on your knees, your dick is still hard and still squirting. This is your fate. You feel a suction cup connect onto you, locking around your cock. Your balls squirt freely, emptying. Your mind emptying. Everything is so hot. And each wave of cum, each rope you squirt, builds and grows the pleasure, the feeling of connection. You're coming so hard that you can see the light expanding to fill your vision. Then you fall backward, your erect cock now pointing up toward the ceiling, your ass being even more easily pumped and fucked by the prostate milking suction cup on the tip of the tongue slid into your butt. Coming, milked dry, coming, difficult to think, easy to just let go and lay there, throbbing. It feels warm under you. There's a bed of tentacles emitted by the chest there to cradle you. You moan because the suction on your cock is unceasing, continuous. Even having come, you're still hard. It is working you toward another orgasm, working you toward positive release. Externally like this, milked from within and without, the last thing you clearly remember, while your stomach is tight with post-orgasmic waves, and you're still humping openly into the air, trying to get leverage on the wet, controlling bed of tongue tendrils licking every inch of your body. Yes, the last thing you clearly remember is more of those tentacles pouring out of the chest to start caressing the front of your body as well, sandwiching you between two waves of pure and unfocused pleasure. And because you're seeing as it does, it is like being surrounded by light, which can see your every pleasure spot, your every thought, and fuck away the ones you don't really want, intent on bringing intense ecstasy to every single inch of you. Your mind and energy shooting out of your cock. It feels so good. It feels so good to fuck that sleeve. It feels so good to be milked dry. You can't wait for more. And more. And more. All you're thinking about. All you need. Only your best self. Rubbing over and inside it. You sigh, eyes closed and mind's eye opened as the dim color of your flesh transitions to light, heat, and the good place inside your head that it has fucked right into you. Maybe the dungeon didn't put this here to punish you, after all. Overheard in a bar a few weeks later.
Did you hear?
Yeah, there's a new one showing up down there. Some kind of mage with tentacles. Oh, there's a new monster down there? Yeah, watch out.
You open a chest and a person pops out. It looks like an adventurer, but naked. I heard it'll use any equipment it finds, so be quick about it and get out of there if it has anything dangerous.
Nah, I saw it. It has no equipment. It just looks pretty sexy, and when you get close, it transforms again. Like tentacles, big tongue, whole thing. Seriously, be careful.
Well, no, I didn't fight it. I ran away. It's just gonna take your loot.
Maybe you could trade it something.
Nah, better to avoid it.
It might not be hostile.
Come on. Who just walks up to strange monsters?
Yeah, I'm sure no one's silly enough to get too close to something like that. Yeah.